Spain's MEC scholarship repayment conditions, and repayable amounts. Spain's MEC scholarship may be subject to repayment due to canceled enrollment, de facto withdrawal from studies, insufficient attendance, or failure to meet minimum completion requirements. The treatment of cash grants and tuition support varies by program and reason for repayment, so the relevant year's announcement and official notice should be reviewed together. At universities, failing to complete at least 50% of enrolled credits generally triggers a repayment review, while a 40% threshold applies to science and technology fields. In non-university programs, failing without a valid reason to attend at least 80% of class hours or to pass at least 50% of enrolled subjects, credits, or hours may be grounds for repayment. When repayment is required for failing to meet completion requirements, the university tuition support portion is explicitly excluded, but canceled enrollment or de facto withdrawal is assessed separately. Changing a major or FP program does not in itself always require repayment, but both the current scholarship and the next application may be affected depending on whether the previous enrollment was canceled or the studies were discontinued. Do not transfer money independently without an official payment form. Confirm the repayment amount, payment deadline, interest, and payment method with the responsible scholarship office. Spain's so-called MEC scholarship is a collective term for the general study scholarships and grants administered by the Ministry of Education, Vocational Training, and Sports. Even after receiving a scholarship, recipients may be required to repay all or part of it if their enrollment is canceled, they effectively discontinue their studies, they have insufficient attendance, or they fail to meet the minimum completion requirements. Whether repayment is required is determined primarily by whether the recipient actually continued the studies for which the scholarship was awarded and met the minimum academic requirements, rather than how the money was spent. However, general grounds for repayment of subsidies, such as false documentation, duplicate funding, or failure to comply with verification obligations, may also apply separately. MEC scholarship components to distinguish. First, a scholarship award notice may list several types of assistance together. To estimate the repayment amount, recipients must know which components were awarded. Assistance component typical payment method points to check for repayment tuition scholarship or BCAD de matricula public tuition corresponding to the credits of the student's initial university enrollment is settled with the university and is usually not paid into the student's account under the regulations. A tuition scholarship is excluded from repayment when a university student fails to meet the credit completion requirement. But cancellation of enrollment requires separate review fixed income-based grant paid into the student's account if grounds for full repayment exist. It is generally included in the amount to be repaid fixed residence-based grant paid into the student's account. Actual residence requirements and supporting evidence are also subject to verification. And the grant may be included if grounds for repayment exist fixed academic excellence grant paid into the student's account. If a repayment decision is issued, it may be calculated together with other cash components variable grant paid into the student's account based on income, grades, and other factors. Both the first and second variable payments already disbursed must be added together and reviewed. Basic scholarship paid into the student's account. Mainly for non-university programs, it may be included in the repayment amount. If grounds for repayment applicable to the program are established, the most common reason, the total shown in the scholarship award notice, differs from the amount actually deposited into the student's account, is that the tuition scholarship is not paid to the student in cash. Official grounds for repayment in university and master's programs. For university degree programs and official master's programs, the following situations are the principal grounds for repayment. Cancellation of enrollment or effective discontinuation of studies. Repayment proceedings may begin if the student officially cancels enrollment or retains enrolled status while effectively discontinuing their studies. Leaving university without administratively canceling enrollment does not eliminate the risk of repayment. If there was a leave of absence, illness, family caregiving obligation, or force majeure, the student should immediately notify the university and the scholarship office and submit official supporting evidence. A valid reason is not accepted automatically. The responsible authority reviews the documentation. Failure to meet the minimum credit completion requirement in general, students must pass at least 50% of their enrolled credits. For science and technical education fields, the requirement is at least 40%. Whether the requirement has been met is determined after taking into account the results of both ordinary and additional assessments for the relevant academic year. If a student falls below this threshold, the general rule is that all scholarship components other than the tuition scholarship must be repaid. Therefore, even though the tuition amount was not deposited into the student's account, the fixed income-based, fixed residence-based, fixed academic excellence, and variable components may be included in the repayment amount. This threshold differs from the academic requirements for receiving a scholarship in the following academic year. Meeting the minimum completion rate needed to avoid repayment does not automatically make the student eligible to apply for the next scholarship. Failure to submit the final degree project, a student who received a scholarship, while only the final degree project or similar requirement remained, may be required to repay the scholarship if the project is not submitted within the period prescribed by law. The applicable period and form of enrollment must be confirmed through the notice for the relevant year and the university's records. Grounds for repayment in non-university programs, such as FP and upper secondary school, the following criteria are important for FP, baccalaureato, and other non-university education programs. Ground for repayment assessment, criterion cancellation of school enrollment. The student withdraws from the educational institution or cancels enrollment during the academic year. Effective discontinuation of studies. The student remains enrolled but does not meaningfully participate in classes and assessments insufficient attendance. The student fails to attend at least 80% of total class hours without a valid ground for exemption failure to meet the minimum achievement requirement. The student fails to pass at least 50% of the enrolled subjects, credits, or instructional hours, combining ordinary and additional assessments. If any of the above grounds are established in a non-university program, the student will generally be required to repay the scholarship components received. Because academic workload in FP may be managed by modules and instructional hours, students should not merely count the number of subjects passed. They should check the credits or hours recorded by the school. Are the standards the same for upper secondary school and FP? Both programs are subject to non-university education standards, but their actual enrollment units and attendance recording methods may differ. Baccalaureato may be assessed mainly by subject, while FP may be assessed by module, credit, and hour, making the educational institution's official transcript and attendance records important. How is the repayment amount determined? The repayment amount is not always calculated by simply requiring the recipient to return the full total amount of the scholarship. It varies depending on the grounds for repayment and the components awarded. University students who fail to meet the credit completion requirement. If a university student falls below the 50% threshold or the 40% threshold for science and technical fields, the tuition scholarship is excluded from repayment, while the cash scholarship components paid to the student are, as a rule, subject to repayment. For example, if a student who received a tuition scholarship, fixed income-based grant, fixed residence-based grant, and variable grant fails to meet the minimum completion rate, the repayment amount is calculated primarily from the fixed and variable components received in cash. The exact amount is finalized in the administrative authority's calculation statement. Cancellation of enrollment or effective discontinuation, cancellation of enrollment or effective discontinuation of studies is legally distinct from simply failing to earn enough credits. Whether the tuition assistance is also included, whether the university settles it with the education authority, or whether the student incurs a tuition debt may vary depending on when the enrollment was canceled, the university's tuition rules, and its administrative processing. Recipients should therefore not assume that returning only the amount deposited into their account will settle the matter. They must confirm the processing status of the tuition assistance with both the scholarship office and the university's enrollment office. Cases where only part of the amount is repaid, a student cannot unilaterally repay only part of the amount and thereby discharge the obligation merely because of a change of mind or lack of funds. However, if the administrative authority identifies a specific repayment scope due to duplicate payment, an incorrectly calculated component, or failure to meet only some requirements, repayment may be limited to that amount. Effects of changing majors or FP programs, changing a major or educational institution, does not itself automatically require repayment of the scholarship. The key questions are whether enrollment in the previous program was canceled or the studies were discontinued, and whether the minimum completion requirement was met. Scholarship for the current academic year when leaving an existing major or FP program during the academic year. Students should check the following: whether the existing enrollment was canceled or only some subjects were changed, whether the scholarship record can be transferred to the new program, how the attendance and completion rates for the previous program will be finalized, whether changes in residence or commuting conditions altered eligibility for the residence-based grant, whether assistance for the new program overlaps with the existing scholarship if a student changes majors after the scholarship decision. It is advisable to notify the scholarship office at the university or regional education authority if the information provided in the application differs from the student's actual enrollment information and the change is not reported. Issues may arise during subsequent verification. Scholarship for the following academic year if a student discontinues a university program attended with a scholarship and switches to another university program, there may be restrictions on when the student can receive another scholarship in the new program. In general, a restriction may apply under which the number of academic years enrolled in the new program must exceed the number of years for which the student received a scholarship in the discontinued program. Changes to non-university programs, including FP, are also assessed based on the level of the new program, the student's previous scholarship history, whether enrollment is being repeated, and the academic requirements in the next notice. Changing programs does not eliminate a previous repayment obligation or result in automatic approval of the next application. Voluntary repayment and the official repayment notice procedure: if a recipient becomes aware that repayment may be required, they should not transfer money to an account on their own, but should first contact the authority that administered the scholarship. For university students, the first point of contact is generally the university's scholarship office. For students in non-university programs, it is the scholarship office of the relevant regional education authority. Voluntary repayment: to make repayment before receiving an official demand from the administrative authority, the following procedure is advisable. Identify the responsible scholarship office in the scholarship award notice. Provide written notice of the intention to make voluntary repayment. Request an official calculation of the components and amount to be repaid. Make payment using the payment form or designated procedure issued by the authority. Retain the receipt and submission records. Statutory interest may be assessed even in the case of voluntary repayment. Interest may be calculated under the relevant subsidy regulations from the date the scholarship was paid until the date of voluntary repayment or the repayment decision. So recipients should not transfer only the principal amount on their own. When the administrative authority demands repayment, the general procedure proceeds through document review, notice of the commencement of repayment proceedings, an opportunity to submit arguments or supporting evidence, a repayment decision, and payment. The notice generally includes the following: grounds for repayment and applicable criteria, scholarship components subject to repayment principal and interest deadline for submitting arguments or filing an objection, voluntary payment deadline and payment method, appeal procedure and initial notice, and a formal repayment decision may represent different legal stages. Recipients should not assume that the same fixed deadline applies to every case and must follow the date stated in the documents received. They should also check both their electronic notification inbox and postal address. What happens if payment is not made? If the recipient neither pays within the deadline nor properly contests the demand, the matter may proceed to debt collection, resulting in additional interest or collection costs. If the recipient disagrees with the amount, rather than simply delaying payment, they should submit transcripts, attendance evidence, medical records, enrollment change records, and other documentation within the period stated in the notice. Practical checklist for assessing repayment risk. Check the scholarship award notice to identify the components actually awarded. For a university program, calculate the ratio of enrolled credits to past credits. Confirm with the responsible office whether the 40% threshold for science and technical fields applies. For FP or upper secondary school programs, check attendance hours and all past subjects, credits, and hours. Document the enrollment cancellation date, major change date, and new program enrollment date. If illness or force majeure was involved, prepare official supporting evidence from that time. If another regional scholarship or private assistance was also received, check for possible duplication. Do not transfer money to an account or through a payment method not issued by the responsible authority, because each academic year's scholarship notice may adjust the detailed conditions. Check the notice for the year in which the scholarship was received. Does how the money was spent determine whether repayment is required? MEC scholarships generally do not require recipients to submit individual purchase receipts to account for how the funds were used. Whether repayment is required is not determined solely by the fact that the money was spent on a computer, textbooks, transportation, or living expenses. However, the purpose of the scholarship is to support the recipient in pursuing the relevant studies. Therefore, if the recipient discontinues their studies or fails to meet attendance or completion requirements, a repayment obligation may arise even if the money has already been spent on education-related expenses. Conversely, purchasing a particular item does not automatically trigger repayment of the scholarship. Why the notice and communications for the year of receipt must be checked. The basic MEC scholarship repayment framework is based on the general scholarship regulations and subsidy legislation. But detailed application of eligibility, amounts, and academic requirements is established in each academic year's notice. Even for the same student, the outcome may differ depending on the program, academic field, form of enrollment, recognized disability, semester system, and scholarship components. This article explains the general framework for assessment. Official documents issued by the Education Authority or University Scholarship Office take precedence regarding the actual repayment amount and deadlines.